Hi, my name is Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
Hi, my name is Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome to The Cake.
The cake.
So, welcome back to the Cake Podcast. We are now on episode 4. Thank you for coming back.
Woo woo!
I was so excited.
Let's all do it. We should do it together. Woo woo!
Woo woo!
You're so funny. So last week's episode, we talked about a lot of things. Again, as we always do. Last week, we kind of talked about, you know, staying together with the Black community, men and women, working together, different issues in the community, but we're on to new things this week. So I want to just start off this week by kind of just doing a little debrief. So I want to ask you ladies, how was your week? Did you do anything special? Anything you want to talk about?
I went on a little trip.
Oh yeah, how was Chicago?
Mm-hmm. It was good. I need like little trips, girl. But I almost got stuck
because of the snow.
Yeah, the snow, the ice, the cold,
just all that in one.
Just all of it.
It's a terrible time to go to Chicago right now. Like, it's a terrible. That sounds bad. Like, I love Chicago, but around this time, I will never go. Like,
I went for my friend's birthday, so it was like.
Why would she choose that city at all times?
That's where she lives.
That's where she lives.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. I'm like, I thought she was like, you know, let's just plan a trip to Chicago in January, like the windy city, like this time of.
No. Okay. But I have fun. Yeah. I went out.
What'd you do?
Went out in Chicago.
Did you twerk something, girl?
Just a little bit.
No, just a little sunshine. You didn't hurt him, though. You didn't hurt him.
Oh, my God.
Just a little sunshine.
And I ate a lot.
Really? Did you, did somebody cook, or did y'all just, like, go out to, like,
we restaurant? Went out to dinner a lot.
Where'd y'all go?
We went to Cooper's Hawk. This place called the Yard Hawk.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. And then, we went to, Chicago chicken and waffles.
Ooh, is that good?
It's so good.
But you didn't go to Giordano's Pizza.
No. They're about to make one here, so it doesn't matter.
In Dayton?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so upset.
They have one out here.
I'm so upset. I'm so hurt. You know, they do have one in Columbus. They made one, like, last January. Let me tell y'all real quick. So, first of all, a specific group of my friends in college, first of all, we went to to Chicago one time. One of our main things on the list of things to do was to go get Giordano's Pizza. Then when we went, Bari and Bay, we went, and then we got Giordano's Pizza. That place is so freaking good. Oh, my God. Sorry, I just had to do a little rant about how good Giordano's Pizza was.
I don't know if I had that or not.
Listen, you would know.
Things like that. Like, I go to Chicago. I've been a couple of times. I don't remember names and stuff or, like, things that I've done. But my friend remembers everything that I've done. But I don't remember the pizza place that I had.
I remember the experience. I don't remember what the pizza tastes like. I just remember being there.
Well, this pizza, so the one we went to, actually, I'm not even gonna lie, wasn't that great. The one that me and you and Vay went to, you know what I mean? But there was one specifically on the Navy Pier that we all went to. When I say we was all out there licking our fingers, like, it was so delicious.
You just gotta be happy for those one times. You get, like, really good food at the specific time. Because the second time you go, it might not be that good, you know.
Okay.
But the first moment,
You know what else I can't stand? This is, like, really random and off the topic, though. When you get, like, when you do pay for food, or, like, when you, like, go out to, like, say if you pay for food in general and the food is just so trash, you're like, I could have saved more money.
Mm-hmm. I do that
That's
a lot.
That's really never happened to me.
Really? That happens to me all the time.
I get so disappointed.
Like, food was trash, then you shouldn't eat it. You should send it back.
That's true, actually. But, like, sometimes you don't start eating until you get home or something. So you'd be like, okay.
It's not necessarily trash. It's just, like, I could have saved my money, or I didn't have to spend it. Like, I should have just cooked or something.
When I say it's trash, I'm like, they're not holding up to, like, their standard. Like, standard. You go, I want fresh food. I don't want it to be old.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, if I pay for it one time and it's fresh, like, it should be fresh every time. Like, I don't want, no, that's not, that's rude. I'm not paying for old food. Okay. But that's cool. That doesn't really matter. But.
My week was pretty boring, you know, besides my job. But I did get two really good, like, great workouts in this week. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Like, today I was at the gym for probably an hour and a half.
What?
And, yeah, like, well, because I have this running app, and the app for the running app is already 40 minutes by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I do, like, the floor stuff. But I learned two new exercises. Don't ask me what they are, because I don't know the names of them. But I like to watch people at the gym, and like, I seen like two very like interesting workouts that I wanted to try, and I tried them, and now I know how to do them. And when I go back tomorrow morning, I'm gonna do them again, because like, one of them like really helps with my love handles, and I was like, oh, this is working. Like, I felt it working. So that was like my I can't remember a lot of things. I can't really
sometimes
remember yesterday.
Sometimes it's the little things that matter.
Yeah, that was like really nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, wow, my life sounds boring though.
It's not. There's nothing wrong going to the gym. It's really the little things, like, for real. It's the little things that make life worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
You trying to remember what? Like, what else you did?
Yeah, like, I can't remember anything. That's so
every
sad.
Every time I called you this week, I feel like you were at work.
Yeah.
For like one day.
Yeah.
Well, I went to a Boss concert on Monday, which was pretty cool. I don't know if y'all know who Boss is.
No,
you don't know
who
Boss is? Okay, great. Well, he's actually this artist. He's out of, he's from somewhere in New York. I can't remember which borough to be particular, but he's actually signed with Dreamville, which is J. Cole's label. And I don't know, I've liked his music. He has like really dope music to me. He had a couple openers. I missed the first act that opened, but he had this guy named Internet James there. And I was like, okay, like, I was feeling his music a little bit. And then he had this other guy named Rex Life Raj or something like that. And he was like pretty cool too. Like, his vibe was super there. Like, he was super into the crowd, and like, I liked what he was talking about. So I'm like, okay, let's give me some new artists to check out. It's always like really great when you go to a concert and like they have someone that you never heard of there, and they put you on to somebody new. So that was cool. Hello.
So, but did you get the experience that you wanted? Because I know we were talking on the phone before you even, like, got home to go there. But you said you wanted to get the full experience. Like, how was that?
Well, yeah, I did have the full experience. So, at first, I was like, so here in Cali, like, it's so common at concerts to see people, like, blowing, like, in the middle of the concert. So, like, even when I went to Drake concert back in September, there was people at the Staples Center, like, literally smoking a blunt, literally in the middle of the Staples Center. So, like, they were, like, encouraging it. Like, they were supposed to do it in the place, but, like, people on stage were like, yeah, like, spark it up, smoke it. Rex Life Raj passed around incense and stuff like that. It was, like, super cool, super chill.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was, like, super vibey. It wasn't too crowded. Like, it was super packed, but, like,
you had enough space. Standing.
Yes, oh my gosh. Like, that's so good. If you wanted to turn around and, like, you could do that and
you
just not
breathe.
You could literally move around.
I hate concerts when we're like shoulder to shoulder, bumper to bumper, and I can't, like, I'm too distracted with people touching me and everything that's going around. So that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like super chill. And it was like cool. And I was really, 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 really tired, but
yeah. Okay. What time did the concert end?
Well, it ended up actually ending at like 10.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
30, 11 o'clock. Well, I got home at like 11. because okay,
did you sleep?
It was like 10 something. Yes, I did sleep. After that, I was knocked out. Me and my roommate ended up going to get this place called Humberto's. It was a taco place. It was so good because, like, in the middle of the concert, we was low key both like, because we met each other there, we were both like, so you want to go get something to eat? So after we was like, we skirting here, we went to this like this place that we always go to, and it was amazing. But yeah, so it was cool. It was chill. Met some new people. Well, met a couple new people, but yeah, it was cool. So that was my week. I guess that was really just one day of the week.
I was about to say that. I was like, that was Monday.
Yeah, it was just Monday. Look, so what about the rest of the week? The rest of the week, I just worked, honestly. Like, I worked, I went into work at, like, 6 in the morning on Monday. And I was supposed to get off at, like, a certain time, but I ended up having to stay a little later because of an emergency for I had to take care of for someone. But, you know, it was cool, though. I'm not going to complain. It's been a great week. I literally, like, today I'm off, and I'm, like, happy about that because I literally been at work every single day. Which you should work. You're supposed to work to have the bills and the food and stuff get paid. But, like, I love having some, like, me time. And today is, like, perfect because it's raining. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, stay in the house, not use gas. Oh, great.
That's, like, everyone's dream, right?
I know. I hate spending money. Like, I have all my off days. I'm like, I don't want to spend any money. But then I don't like staying in the house. Like, I just be ready to go somewhere.
Well, today I didn't. I think it just depends on the mood. But yeah. Like, if it's raining, first of all, you don't want to be out in the rain getting wet. Like,
no.
You want to be in the house with a big blanket.
With your boo. Big,
comfy clothes. Yeah, with a boo or by yourself.
Yeah, by yourself TV. Too. But you know, shoot. It's ideal for a boo, you know, with the rain and Netflix. Yeah.
And chilling mm-hmm. and booty rubs.
Mm-hmm. No.
We got to get all into the deep, okay? We got to get into the deets. But yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get into the next segment unless anybody else want to talk anything, say anything else about their week.
I did. Mm-hmm. Well, I am shipping off my first official Bummer Boss sale tomorrow.
Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Talk about that, yeah.
Oh, well, that's it. That's pretty much it.
what's Bummer Boss? Let's talk to people about what's Bummer Boss.
Well, I'm not going to say too much because there's going to be a video and everything posted like soon, but, okay. But yeah, Bummer Boss, my clothing line in short terms, it's kind of like go hard or go home kind of, you know, the, don't complain about your circumstances, you know, do something about it type of thing, or don't do nothing mm-hmm. at all. So, that's basically the line, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback on it, and I've been getting a lot of like custom orders. Like I finished one today and I'm going to ship that off tomorrow, and then I got an inbox for a couple that I'm going to do next week, so I'm really excited about it.
It's super dope.
It's starting really small, so it's kind of like doing like, I didn't ever think like starting your own business, like as one person, it's a lot. Like it's a lot of
it is a lot.
Yeah. Like yeah. It's hard. Cause it's like, there's so many things and there's so many directions that this can go, but like mm-hmm. with like funds and like money and like, since it's just me doing it, it gets, mm-hmm. it gets overwhelming. And it's like, I have a lot of questions that I can't really answer until I get there. But
and honestly, like what I'm learning, cause I also, you know, have a little business that I have too, but like, what I'm learning is that you learn as you do, you know, mm-hmm. at first, before you start, you kind of, this is turning into something else, but I do want to talk about this, but like when you start, you think that you have to have everything figured out, and that's not the reality of it. You know, every single right. business person had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And right. it's like, you have to start somewhere. You have to learn. You have to make mistakes. You have to fail. That's how you learn from those mistakes and you become better. So it's awesome. And it's good to start small so that you can grow, because if you start too big, that's how, you know,
mm-hmm.
you lose control of everything.
Yeah.
Like, you have to start, you know, somewhere. And so I'm proud of you. Like,
thank you.
Do that shit, okay?
Yeah.
Bummer Boss, bitch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. It's one or the other, you know. Well, it's not one or the other.
She wouldn't let me say that last time.
What's yeah. our dress, though?
It's right here, girl. It's right here. I'm gonna ship
it
off. Yeah, I took it. I have it. Because where I get like when I order, like, the letters and everything that I get, like, sometimes they, like, sell out, and then I gotta wait for them, and then, like, it just takes a long, it's, like, a long process. Like, the reason, like, the girl's shirt that I did today, she ordered this shirt maybe a week and a half ago, or maybe not even, she ordered this shirt before we went to LA, or before we went to Vegas. Wow. But I placed the order for the shirt online, and it just got here yesterday. So
you're gonna have to just order like a lot.
I do, but it's like I didn't know that this was my first time doing like a bulk order. So like I didn't know it was gonna take this. Yeah, I didn't know it was gonna take this long. So it just came in. I just took it out the mailbox this morning. So
Yeah, it's such a different game when you're working like on the wholesale side. Mm-hmm. But that's so exciting. I'm excited to see everything you learn and grow to.
I can't wait to see where it is. Like it's gonna be in a year or two.
Exactly, it's gonna be more than you can imagine.
Yeah,
and all y'all gonna be in Bummer Boss.
Yes, okay. Bummer Boss.
Mm-hmm. Can't
not a choice.
I can't help it.
I might come out with a ratchet line. I might come out with a little ratchet line.
Listen,
I might come out with a little ratchet line. You know, I would like to see some like cool choreographers, like some dancers wearing Bummer Boss and got like, you know, what bitch on it. You know, I don't care. Yeah. Fuck it up.
I wish I lived here. Okay. Well, anything else that we all want to talk about our weeks? This is all amazing. Well, let's go ahead and get into some new music. So it's been, 2 weeks since our last podcast, and we're going to do bi-weekly episodes. But we've had, there's been a lot of music that dropped since 2 weeks, obviously. Well, a little bit. But was there anything that stuck out to you all?
What was Jake the last one?
Last week.
Yeah.
I really like J. Cole. Like I play that like at least 3 times a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's totally I like it too. First of all, J. Cole, I mean it's J. Cole. He never has anything that's like not excellent. I love
it. It's good. It was really good. One thing, like it was very like you had to listen to it multiple times to understand what he was saying. Cause like if you just listen to it once, like first you just hear the beat and you kind of hear his flow. But then the second time you start to like pick up like on what he's actually talking about it. You have to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And he's not one of those artists you can just play and then.
It's not easy. It's not just easy music to like in the background. Mm-hmm. Like you actually got to like listen.
Right.
Think.
I need a about Google. What you're hearing. I need a Google Doc on all the metaphors he's using.
Need all the cheat codes.
What was it called? I don't know what they're called when you get all the little notes, the little sub notes for stuff.
Like for a game?
Mm-hmm. Like for a book. You know, if you read a book, but they give you like cliff notes or something.
Yeah, cliff notes. What's the other one? Like people would use if they didn't read the book.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
It was something else. I guess it doesn't really matter. Also,
they used to use that one website. That's funny. I forget the website, but it was like this website that like you would use. And I remember my teacher knowing about the website and she'd be like, the questions are not going to be on there.
It was like Spark something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something Spark. I can't remember.
Like Spark Notes or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was Spark Notes. Yeah. Because Cliff Notes, Spark Notes. And I feel like there was possibly one more. When we got to college, I used this. It was like those. It was this app called like Blue something. It wasn't really about books, but it was like, say if you took a class and like the other students created flashcards or something. It was
everybody used that.
Yeah, okay, Quizlet.
What was it called?
Quizlet.
Quizlet. I think the other one was Study Blue. That's the one you were talking about.
But I definitely used Quizlet. Okay, I think I still got it on my phone. No, just like.
But I like Dreezy too. Dreezy was good.
Oh yeah. Her hers was really good. I really liked what was the second song that I liked. I be forgetting what songs are called sometimes when I get up out of it. This is called song called Play With You. I don't know why, but that beat on there was so fire. I was like, yes. I was like, I'll be in the car, like, we'll turn this up. It started. I'm like, let me run that back real quick, okay?
Actually, like it just all flow.
It's not like the project just like was really cohesive.
Yeah,
is that a word? Cohesive.
Cohesive.
Okay, cohesive. It was cohesive. I guess that makes sense. I liked Ecstasy. Ecstasy, bring your body to me. Mm-mm. With Jeremiah.
You really like Jeremiah.
That's so First funny. Of all, why don't you like Jeremiah?
He's like really different. Like sometimes his stuff can be really poppy to where I don't
Almost like a Jason Derulo, maybe.
Yes.
Really? I don't really get that complete vibe from
because
him.
I've never heard a whole Jeremiah album.
You listen to his like crazy stuff where he's talking about stuff in code, like that one song you had me listen to.
I like that. What's that?
Who I had you listen to?
Yes. Is that the Jeremiah and J. Cole song, the I Can Fuck You All the Time song?
Like, oh, that's my song.
That was like, that's part of
my J. Cole?
I don't think it was J. Cole.
I thought it was Jeremiah and someone else.
Let me look it up.
It was Lil Wayne and.
Yeah, I think.
Was it Lil Wayne? Was he on there?
I am.
Yeah, because
we did that in. Oh, God. We did that. I'm sorry. We did that for.
Oh, it is Lil Wayne.
Precious Stones. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, like, he has a lot of good songs. He's on Dangerous with Meek Mills. Yeah. He's on. Oh, I like that song. Ooh, wee. Oh, yeah.
Oh jeez.
Okay.
No,
but he is. Oh, you're talking about Planes, Vari. You talking about Planes with J. Cole?
Oh, okay. I knew that's this one song. What?
How does that go?
I don't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh my gosh. Okay, it doesn't really matter.
What is that one song you had me listen to?
It was a good song,
and it was crazy. Like he was just talking so nasty.
Birthday song?
No, it was this whole album. I'm like, what?
Vari, you funny. I think you're talking about the song with the album with Forever Already on it.
Yes, that.
But I don't know which song you're talking
crazy.
About.
It's crazy.
Because it's a song on there called Nympho.
No, it ain't that. It's something with the acronym and like you figure out what the acronym is.
Oh, Stuck yourself something. Wait, hold on, wait. I know what you're talking about. I just gotta find it now. I know what you're talking about.
When she had me listen to the song, Vari, I was like, why?
Oh,
like,
who? Oh, it's called Suck Me to Sleep.
Yes.
That sounds like it's a Deja song. Whoa. I'm not gonna lie.
Whoa. Excuse me. I do like a lot of erotic music, okay?
When did Jeremiah start doing
this? You like anything erotic, you'll get a perfume that's called Suck Me to Sleep.
First of all,
smell this. Because it's called Suck Me to Sleep, girl. This smells so good.
I do have this really nice incense, though, that I got, and it's called... these called Butt Naked, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Listen, that's what I'm saying.
This smells so good. First of all, you need to be in tune with your sensual side, just because, like, even if it has nothing to do with anybody else, it just has to do with you. You know, be sensual, love yourself. If you don't love yourself, anybody else gonna love you. So, love on yourself. Okay. Anywho, that's enough about erotic music.
I like erotic music, but I like erotic like rap, like hood music. Like, I don't know.
You like somebody say, "I'm gonna F you to sleep and I'm gonna slap you," and I'm going,
"Oh, yeah."
I mean, I like a little bit of that too. I like a little bit of both because I also like some, you know, I like some love making music. I like some rough, you know, more rough riding type of love hood music. And then I like,
would y'all put a playlist together? Music. Like a fucking playlist together. What?
I definitely have a playlist.
Erotic music. Right, exactly. So I was just asking.
Mine is so it's awkward. Mine is so sensual, which is so not me. It's not sensual, it's just really R&B. It's a lot of R&B. But, like, I make playlists and I don't finish them. Like, I just make it as I go. Like, oh, this would go good. But so I feel like it's going to take
me forever. But, like, do y'all actually play them?
I do.
When I want to.
In that moment?
No, not necessarily. Sometimes I just play it when I'm, like, feeling. Like, sometimes it's not even about being in the moment. Sometimes it's about, like, what you're feeling like. Because with music, when I listen to music, I can feel it. I can relate to it. I just like it. It makes me feel good. So like when I want to channel in a certain energy, then I'll play the certain music that fits to that frequency exactly. that I'm trying to
be. My question was, okay. do y'all play it while fucking?
Oh, mm-mm.
Like, would you guys play your playlist?
Would I?
I would, guess? Yeah. I would.
But do I know? I haven't gotten to that point because I haven't finished it.
I definitely would. Especially if I knew my boo was about to come over. Oh, the playlist is going, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Going.
Dinner's going to be ready. Something. Candles going to be lit. Playlist going to be in the ambiance. Okay.
Oh, like, I'm nervous.
So, okay, so I got a question for y'all.
Oil is ready, okay?
Okay, so if you knew your man was coming over, what would be playing?
That's a hard question.
When he came through the door. Yeah.
Typically, I would play something that I know he would like.
Just pick one song. Just pick one song.
Oh, once? Oh, that's hard.
Oh.
There's only one song that comes to mind, and I don't play it either.
What is it?
Okay, so I don't know. It's so random, but I would always turn on Kim, like his album. Yeah.
Oh, you
like Kim, like the yeah, not like Lil Kim, but like the man, the singer. I can't think of any of his songs like right now, but. I would always play him.
I think it just depends on what. I think it just depends.
Yeah.
I think about the time we used to wait.
We met. Or he said something about wrapping you around my finger.
I know what song about.
He has a lot of good songs, and I love Kim. Mm-hmm. I used to love his albums, but I used to play them all the time. But that, I don't play them now. But I used to.
That's really awkward. Kim makes me think of my mom.
Same.
Yeah, you know.
That's why I was like, Vari low key like.
See, but that's
Vari thinks of like unicorns all the time. And like fairies.
I am not that. I am not that childish anymore.
I'm not saying it's childish. Like,
that is
you're
childish.
You're just like in this happy bubble all the time.
Okay.
For the most part. Which is good.
You know, let me stay there.
I like that you're there. I love you.
There's a lot of people who try to poke my.
I'm not poking your bubble.
My bubble has gotten much smaller.
I like your bubble being big. You're my best friend. Big bubbles.
Bummer boss. Why?
Bummer boss with the bubbles. Yep.
Oh my God. Bitch. You guys are taking it.
I'm so sorry. I just couldn't help it. Back to the question. I think it just depends on what you're already thinking before you come to the door, because if you're thinking like, oh yeah, like it's about to go down, then of course I'm about to set the mood. But if you're just like on some like just coming over, I mean, I don't know, I guess it just depends on what
I'll play, like a chill little playlist, like a little smoke, like I maybe like I got a like a smoking playlist. I'll play like my smoking playlist and like, you know, all the different vibes that come from my smoking playlist will be in the air, but then he'll probably turn it off and put on something else.
Yeah, I would just probably play like a super like, I don't know, just
you gotta pick one song. Y'all talk about it
because that's so hard. That's like generalizing.
Okay, Sid Body.
Ooh, that's a good song.
That's
a real good song. Ooh, it's time to dance. Okay, so like what Batira, what is the mindset in which you're trying to hone in on when you know
like
that
y'all about to get it out?
Oh, okay.
That sounds so aggressive.
Tier, what about you?
Or anything Party Next Door. Yeah, like Party Next Door is always like a good
somebody
come over. Like anything Party Next Door, or, like you can play.
I might play Usher's Confessions though. Just
girl no. Girl boop. Anisha always trying to play Usher. Girl, no. That's I've still never heard the whole album.
Oh, you talking about the album. Now. You said Confessions.
I know. Well, that song that I just... Oh, yeah, no, I was just thinking, like, the album. But but the song I just sang was definitely a specific song.
Yeah.
Or, like,
Superstar.
That song
low-key make me cry.
Why?
I don't know. Like, certain songs really make me...
Wait, emotional. Is that the... I'll be a groupie, baby. Because you are my superstar.
Superstar is a good song. I don't know if I'll play that for my man though when he comes over.
I said that makes me cry.
Why does it make you cry?
I don't like it's certain songs that I listen to is just so beautiful that it just makes me like cry.
Oh.
But that's why
I'm definitely not playing that.
I'm gangster and I listen to rap all the time. No, but
I think it just really depends on like what type of like feeling I'm
Tierra
in,
might have she might have an emotional disconnection. She's trying to not, you know, reach out to her emotional side. That's why she plays a lot of rap music. So she needs to get in touch with her more emotional.
You know
side.
What? Dealing with y'all though, like when I do want to get like emotional and such and listen to different music, I do listen to y'all playlists. If that's you so ever weird. Go to my Apple Music, you see I have no playlist because I listen to everybody else's.
But I know, like, and your face be popping up on my playlist, I'd be like, hey.
I listen to Vari's. I listen to Antonio's.
What playlist?
I didn't
even know you listen to.
Denisha's. I listen to Jasmine's.
Her I have to check one. To see because I never.
Girl had me in the car crying before work. I was late to work because I was in the car crying and I couldn't stop.
I try not to listen to gospel before work. Like I want to, but it takes me into another atmosphere. And then I get to work and, you know, the work atmosphere is ruins what God just blessed me with. And I don't like
Oh, no, that didn't happen to me. So I was listening to it, right? And I don't know what happened. I just started thinking. I just started crying. I couldn't do anything but call my mom. So when I called my mom, she's in the car. And my sister is in the car, too. And she's she's like, Tierra, what is wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Like, I'm really crying. She's like, Tierra, who did something to you? What's wrong? And so, like, I really had to stop, like, really try to stop myself from crying. So I could tell her that the reason I was crying is because I'm sitting here listening to gospel music and I can't stop crying. And I call her to help me stop.
But it's so interesting that you call someone to help you stop. Like, I would literally probably just stay
just sit in it
no, just get
yeah,
it out,
get it out.
I was already late to work. I was already crying. That's the thing, like I was crying for a minute, like I was sitting there
for
wiping
starters,
my tears for a while.
For starters, did you turn it off?
She just kept it playing.
No,
oh, see, that's what you should do. It was cut it off and turn on some rap music, even though you're trying to be holy. Because listen,
that's my playlist on the regular. I'll be in there praising the Lord, and next thing you know, a twerking song come on. I'll be like, wow.
Or Drake.
Well, I don't really mind. I don't mind going from gospel to Drake. You know, that's
oh, I
but
know.
Gospel
that
to
you just have
twerk.
Like your 50% of your playlist. Well, like what it used to be at least was literally Drake.
Well, yeah, but I don't feel bad for going from gospel to Drake. Yeah. Like, I could do that. But my songs be going from Praise the Lord to Shake His Ass. And I'd be like, okay.
See,
I feel bad for giving this Lord my anointing. And then as soon as the twerk song come on, I'm like full pledge, like twerking.
I went to church on New Year's and they was talking about like trying to like put more positive things in your head, especially like when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, I tried to listen to like gospel music or like more mellow music in the morning. And then I noticed like when I listen to a lot of rap, like I'm like, why do I want to be so hype? Like,
oh, I'd be turned.
But why? Why do I want to be so hype? I'm gonna be hype for what?
Because it just gets you into like this this motivational headset where you're just like, yeah. Oh no!
Like when Cardi B's Money song came out, like because since I work and I get commission, like I gotta go in like sharking people, like I gotta go in here and get these sales, I gotta check everybody's sales.
Which is so bad.
Yeah. The Money by Cardi B, and I'd be like, yes, I'm gonna go get this. No, I am. Like seriously. I gotta turn up before I go there.
I can like
seriously.
I feel like her lips curled in when she.
They
did
definitely
that.
Did.
They probably did. I'm like my hands are clenched in a ball.
Still clenched though. I'm still thinking about it.
Gotta get these sales.
Gotta get
this is your check.
Gotta get this money.
And then I played I think it's OT Genesis.
Yes.
Get the money.
Hey. That one, but what's it called?
Cut it.
Go get the money. Go get the money. What's that song?
Push it.
Yeah.
Push it.
Yeah. I listen to that. Every time I listen to it, I think of Tierra.
Listen, really? That was my anthem.
OT Genesis.
That was my anthem. You remember? Oh, that's because I was there. So my last semester of grad school, That was my anthem. Like, I'm about to get out this bitch. Like, I got this.
Every time I hear it, I think it's here. I think it's because we had just did that shoot. Me and you did that shoot. In the basement, I think we were playing it.
Really?
Like, you were, like, requesting it.
Was I? I thought we played a lot of
You were also music. You were also requesting Tank, I think. Mm-hmm. Or...
I'm just kidding.
See, I get mad because I like Kim, but y'all don't think Tank is a mom song?
No. Well, in a sense, yes.
Let's just say
more mature.
Tank is putting like more things out right now to where I'm not thinking about my mom when I think of Tank.
Thank you.
But when I think of Kim, like, I think of what I listen to with my mom.
I also think about the ocean, and I think about, like, linen. I think about the linen pants.
I think about that green album with that white linen
shirt. Think about staring out a window and the fabric from, like, the bling just
super deep.
Blowing in the wind.
Just, oh, my gosh.
I love my girl.
The beach.
I give all my life.
Just,
I like
your love. He's like so the river,
he's so sweet and serene, and I can just light some candles.
Is that what your mom listens
yes.
to?
Yes. Share my.
I don't
life.
Remember. Probably she listened to a lot of Mary J. Blige. I just Thank I think girl. I grasped to Kim because it just You're brought a lot of peace. So beautiful. Oh, yeah. I will play him at my wedding.
You're all oh, ooh, just real quick. This he's is like good. Really random, but what? Is like a go-to song that you would want to have played at your wedding. This is super random.
At my wedding?
Yes, like, or like just a song that has like will symbolize love for you.
I got a couple.
Okay, give me one solid. Songs.
I don't know why the first song that popped into my head was that song, like "Meet Me at the Altar," ooh, but the fast version.
But oh, the fast boom, version, not the slow boom, version. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-mm. Ooh, with Jermaine
okay. Dupri. Yeah, I know I got Jermaine. I'm trying to follow her. Like, okay.
Yeah, but when she though. Said that, woo, I knew what she was talking about.
Me too.
Yeah, I like that version.
Okay.
I mean, but not, I don't want it to play at my wedding, but I like that song.
I would like, okay.
I want to turn up. That's all.
Just... I want a little bit of both. But like an all-time song that like pops to my head for some odd reason, but it's an old song, so like whatever, but it's actually Spend My Life With You by Eric Benet and Tamia. Mm-hmm. Like
that's a good song. Mm-hmm. I think about You and I by
Chemistry. Yep. Kiki Wyatt.
No, not that one. Oh, that's a good song too. But it's by what's his name? It's a guy. He's married to that woman. She got like three kids, maybe four.
That's a hell of a description.
Right. I'm about to look.
They're friends with the Kardashians.
Cool.
They have light skin. They're black. Light skin.
Oh, John Legend.
Yeah, John Legend. Yeah, he has a song called "You and I."
How does it go? And it's such I'm looking a, at it right now. Ain't nobody.
It's
in
a
the
good
world
song.
But you and I. Okay.
Like, it's a really good song. Like, it's very slow, and it makes you want to, like, just hold your partner you and, like, dance.
Honestly, I feel like something, like, when you have a person, like, on Grey's Anatomy, when someone is your person, you have a connection, and y'all gonna have a song. This is exactly. going to take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the song that gotta be paid.
I've never experienced that in my life.
Really? Not yet, at least. Well... No. I've like I have songs that make me think of a person.
Mm-hmm.
But like
yeah.
not a song.
But if they heard that song, I don't think they'll think
right.
of me.
So like I want a song. I see what you're saying to y'all. Like you want a song where y'all could think of together that you're like, oh, this is yeah. our song.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think that ever happened for me.
Well, that's because you haven't found true love yet. It'll come. I'm sure it will. It's gonna come.
You know,
it has
like
to come.
You really think like you're in love. Like the first time you're with someone and it's like a strong feeling, you think that it's really love, which is so funny to me. Like, but that's all you know. And then mm-hmm. like the next time you find someone and it's strong feelings, like you think that's love too, and you're like, oh, I know this is love.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. That's something to be said because you have to like, okay, so I've been through that before, but it's important to question like why you love a person. And, like, to really think and process, oh, this is, like, totally off topic, but, like, to question, like, okay, well, why do I love this person? If you don't have a solid answer, if you can't really think of it or, like, and then chances are it's not love, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess that's another topic. But it is centered around, like, Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is coming up.
No, I'm like...
Silence. So, Valentine's Day is coming up.
I don't know what that is.
What is it? What was?
Let's hope it's my tax refund day.
Oh, you gotta do your
hands. The only day that I'm celebrating.
You gotta do your hands with it, Indonesia. What was it?
What was it? You can't see my hands.
I know. I wish I could.
Okay. So, well, I want to ask this first question, but I kind of want to skip it now because it kind of is like, okay, so does anyone have a Valentine's?
Hell no.
So far?
Mm-mm.
So, what are you?
You know, this year, you know, next year. Okay, starting this year, I'm officially erasing Valentine's Day from my calendar. It no longer exists.
Why?
Like, ever. Because, they put all these hearts out and candies and cards and everyone's being all lovey and you can't get, like, you can't go get any food because everyone wants to eat out. Like, it's just too much. Like, and then every show that comes on be about love.
Don't be bitter.
No. Okay, I am.
Don't be.
Okay. I'm really not. I really don't care about it. You know, it's not like a big deal.
I've had like friends get Valentine's get togethers and stuff like that, which have been cool.
I miss kindergarten when everybody
got. I know. Everybody got a little heart candy and a little card.
Nobody was left out.
No. We just over here.
We should just pass them out to all the.
I don't even think about like Valentine's Day. Like, I don't think like, oh, February, Valentine's Day.
Well, we should be thinking about Black History Month, but we'll come back to that too.
Yes.
We'll come back to that too. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about love, I guess, because I'm just like in the clouds somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't mind having a Valentine, but has that yet to happen right now? No. I'm not mad.
What's your ideal Valentine's Day? What would you, if you were to have a Valentine, what is your, like, what would you want it to be like? What's the ideal Valentine's
Day? Like, not even. It's okay. A gift would be nice, but like, honestly, it's just like time. So like, going to do something different. Mm-hmm. Just really going to do something different. I don't want to do the same old. Like, I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to like, let's go. Like, we're so cold right now.
Okay, but that's what the same thing I was thinking. Like, I'm like, I don't know if my like ideal date is like off the wall. Mm-hmm. But
what is it?
I don't know, like, in my fantasy world, it would be, like, being on a carnival, like, going to a carnival and, like, being on a Ferris wheel. Like, I love Ferris wheels, even though I've never been on one, but I would like to get on one.
I should have gotten
on
that one day.
That would be such a cute date, like, getting on a Ferris wheel, but, like, that would
be... We should have gotten on it after we did that.
Okay, this is off topic, but what's those things that go around, but not the Ferris wheel, the things that go up in the air?
Crickets.
A roller coaster?
No, like the thing that goes in the circle.
I think that's what she's talking about, a Ferris wheel.
What's the thing that goes around in a circle with the horses on it?
That's a carousel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to make sure she was saying the right thing.
Oh, okay. But yeah, carousel is the thing with the horses and the. What did you say? Other Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel.
I'm scared to get on Ferris wheels.
Why? They go so slow.
That's gonna make my anxiety go through the roof.
Because
then I can't use the bathroom. There's like,
girl, why you gotta use it?
Because I don't know how long I'm gonna be up there.
Oh my gosh!
Let me out! I gotta pee. Just go ahead.
But then after my Ferris wheel, like, I would have, like, I don't know, I like lingerie, so I will be wearing, like, lingerie and, like, rose petals and candles and, like, all types of, like, little shit.
Honestly, I don't want to plan anything. Like, I just want somebody to know me so well that I'm surprised at everything they do.
Facts.
That's never going to happen.
It will happen.
Why? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's gonna happen. It will.
That's somebody that really if you could, loves
just
you.
Just put it in the atmosphere. If it never happens,
Tierra will be with her two dogs living somewhere by herself.
It will happen.
I'm gonna adopt all my sister's kids. I'm so done.
Why are you gonna adopt your sister's kids?
I don't know. She doesn't want kids, and then we kind of made a joke, and she was like, "Well, Tierra, when I have kids, you can have them."
Oh, I was about to be like, your sister don't want her own kids? Like, why are you taking her kids?
She really doesn't want kids. Well, she's really young anyways right now. She doesn't want. She knows right now she doesn't want kids.
When I was younger, I didn't want kids because my brother and my sister, they was low-key birth control for me. Like, real talk.
My sister was birth control for me, but then I was like, you know what? I still want
kids. Tiana
is so patient, yeah, though. She's so patient with kids. Like, I feel like I lost a lot of my patience,
mm-hmm,
but she's so patient with kids.
With kids, too, but a part of it is, like, first of all, I was scared to push that child's big, first of all, I got a big head, okay? I was scared of the thought of pushing that head out of my vagina.
Yeah, me too.
Like, get stressed. Yeah.
That's, like, the last thing, okay? That's one moment out of 18 years. Come on.
But I was listening to my friend Trishan talk about, like, her giving her birth, and it was so beautiful, like, how she, like, worded everything. She just said, like, the whole experience was beautiful, like, pushing, you know, holding the baby for the first time. Like, she just said it so, like, it made it sound, like, beautiful, yeah. Like, as scary as it sounds, like, she was just like, I loved every moment of it, and I was like, wow, like, I hope I experienced
you
that.
Will. And I think
the way she said
and
it,
and I think, like you said, the worst part is just the thought of, like, thinking about the yeah. birth part.
It's because we're not moms,
right?
Yet,
no,
really
I'm not
know.
Saying I want that now, but, like, back when I was younger, that terrified me. I was like, I don't want to. Well, I wasn't thinking about my vagina being stretched, but I was just like, I don't want to have
think about
pain.
The pain.
Like, that sounds, yeah, that sounds horrible.
I definitely want a water birth. Like,
same,
after seeing
actually,
all these water births, yeah, like, I'm like, wow, like, that just looks
definitely.
So, it looks so, like, it doesn't look like it hurts as bad, and it looks like the baby comes out a little bit smoother.
Yeah. Well, actually, well, because, like, the way that women are really supposed to have babies, the way that
did
America
talk
does
about
it.
This?
I thought we did. But maybe not on the podcast.
I think it was on the podcast. Like, the
I
way
know.
That.
I feel like we talked about this with Kiera.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But the way that we're supposed to, like, have babies, we're supposed to be in an upright position, and, like, the baby's supposed to just, like, fall out. But the way that America does it, we lay back, and it's actually for, you know, lay on our backs, and the doctor, you know, helps pull it out, and we push, whatever, use the epidural, and what's the other one called? Epidural and something else. Like, one gives you the one gives you the contraction and one kind of, like, takes it away. So it's like a...
Oh, like the inducing part?
Yeah, the inducing part of it, yeah. So, like, and it's made to where it's easier for the doctor. So it's like, with America's culture, like, we just... It has been made to not be in the best interest of the mother.
I hope Kiera is at my birth. Like, because I just need somebody...
Girl,
I'm going
to be there too.
Now.
What you mean? You don't want me to
Denisha,
be there?
You would be screaming.
Why would I have me
screaming? You will be screaming.
You really think I'm, like, this wild friend? I feel like, first
I don't
of all,
think
Tierra,
that
you're
wild,
gonna, you're gonna...
but I think you're gonna be like, Tierra, squeamish. Just listen. I feel like Tierra will be like, just calm down.
I think I'm, like, really chill. I'll be like, Tierra, it's okay.
I feel like I've never heard you talk that calm.
I feel like Denisha might start praying. But a very, like, strong prayer.
Yes!
Like, not like a peaceful prayer. Like, God's gonna watch over you, and he's gonna protect you. It's gonna be like, girl, you can do it. God's gonna watch over you. You got it. It's gonna be very, like,
I don't know
strong.
How to feel about this.
Like, an aggressive prayer.
Right. Am I aggressive?
But not really mean. Aggressive. Like, not a mean aggressive.
I'm not
but
saying
she's, like,
gonna be serious. Mean, but I feel like she goes,
yeah, like a motivating aggressive.
Like, I'm on a football team. You
yes!
Can
go. Yeah.
Dang. Am I that aggressive? Oh, wow. That's kind of...
Tierra, if you don't push this baby out.
Okay. Now we're getting a little dramatic here. I don't think I'll be like that. I know I won't be like that. Now, I will say, so, like, my younger sister, I was, like, in the room, like, as, like, they were... she was having her baby. And I'm not going to lie, I had to step out because I had never been in the room for a birth. And I wasn't ready. Like, I had to step out for a second because once you saw, like, what goes on down there, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
that's what I was saying. I was like, I feel like, Denisha, you're going to get squeamish. You're going to be like, ooh, in glee. You're going to make that same, that noise you make. Mm-hmm. Go.
Just like, oh, time to make an exit. No.
Yeah. I saw my cousin being born. I think I was about, like, 6 or 7. And I just remember crying. And I wasn't crying because of what I was seeing. I was crying because, like, I felt like it hurt my eye. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Tia, you need me somebody to call
you back.
So did you guys hear about, I don't know where this story was from, but there was a story of a woman who was about to give birth, and she was trying to tell, like, her doctors that it was very painful, like she was in a lot of pain, and like the doctors were like, you're okay, it's okay. So long story short, she's trying to give birth and she ends up dying, and the baby ends up dying too. Yeah. Because they decided to ignore like her like symptoms or what she was trying to say. And from what like the friend was saying was like, she told their friend, her friend, like, I feel like I'm dying, and they didn't believe her. Like,
that is so sad.
So like, I think about like that, I'm like, wow, that's really scary. Like, when doctors don't believe that like anything that you feel like is like hurting you.
Sorry, I hate doctors. Sorry.
That's why you hate doctors.
Because, like, they don't.
You gotta find, I think you just have to find one you like really trust.
I don't,
like,
doctors. I don't trust anything that has to do with like
someone who has like your best interest too.
Yeah.
I don't have, I have a hard time trusting America's like healthcare system, honestly, which is true.
But that's why I would definitely go to a Black doctor. Mm-hmm. Like,
heck yeah.
I've started to like researching more like Black physicians, more Black doctors, mm-hmm. and everything like that.
Man.
So.
Whoop. So we're not having babies in 2019. So, but shout out to everybody who is. Like, congratulations.
Yes, like, I have so many mommies. Like, I see so many mommies.
And go ahead and make Scorpio babies on this Valentine's Day.
So many mommies.
Just saying.
Yes, we need more Scorpios in the world. They're good people.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you know that.
I have a Scorpio male friend, and like, and you're my Scorpio female friend. Like, and they're really cool. Like, Scorpios are cool people.
I love you. We should put this in a tweet because, first of all, people be having a lot of bad stuff to say about Scorpios, and I think it's just jealousy and hate at the same time, or love and hate at the same time. Well, it's technically October 23rd through November 21st, but some say that it's like November 20th. So, like, for me, I'm on the cusp. I'm a Scorp and a Sag all in one, and it's a little crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, that's the dates for Scorpio.
Hmm. I will say Scorpios are a bit obnoxious.
Okay.
Well,
I need you to elaborate because that's rude.
It's not rude. There's a lot of obnoxious good people in the world.
That isn't, obnoxious is not a positive word.
Love each other.
Well,
extremely unpleasant. The definition of obnoxious is extremely unpleasant. Unpleasant.
Well, you're not extremely unpleasant.
Nasty, distasteful, offensive, objectable. Oh, wait. I just said the wrong word. Objectionable, unsavory, dislikable, well, terrible, awful. Like, girl, come better. I need another word.
Maybe not all of that. Maybe not that. Maybe just...
Who's this person you're talking about? You talking about me?
No, but it's... Maybe. No, but like, just... Girl.
I'm just kidding. I take it...
I can't really describe person. Another word.
Just... It's cool. We don't have to go into this today.
It's not
that deep.
You're making
I am.
It.
Okay.
Because you're petty.
I am, sometimes. Okay, so all wait, time. Did anybody... So did any... Like, what else... Is that all the Valentine's Day ideal
you
dates?
Give your,
mine?
You didn't give your ideal
date. Maybe, like, the head-ass answer or, like, a normal answer?
Both.
Okay, head-ass answer first. So, it would be ideal if Bae was like... Put this on. We going somewhere. Or had a whole. No, actually, I take that back. If we had like a whole day of like just like fun stuff to do. Like I would also like to go to like I would like to go to an amusement park. I love roller coasters. They scare me, but like I love them because they feel good. I would like to like the thrill. I like the thrill, the feeling of the thrill. But first of all, like on the head ass side, I guess Valentine's Day should be every day. Like it shouldn't just be conduced down to one day. Reduced down to one day on some like real stuff. Like, you know, if we're together like all throughout the year, we should like let each other know that we love each other, we appreciate each other, like little gifts and stuff, or just like spending quality time. Like it's not just one day, you know.
Well, I agree.
But definitely just I don't know. I'm not a super person who like needs to have like a gift or anything. It's more so like the thoughtfulness that goes into it. So like right. I don't know. As long as we're like having a good time and enjoying each other's company. Like especially like depending on what stage you are in when you're celebrating Valentine's Day. So it's like say if you're like married and you have kids, so like a day away where it's just like you two, you should always have dates like when it's just like y'all spending time together and enjoying each other. But like if it's a day, like y'all could just specifically have it away from like the kids and like y'all just kind of celebrating, not even celebrating, just spending time together, I guess. That's just one extra day.
What are some like good first, like if you guys have only been together for like a month, like what are some good like gift ideas for like a month or a date month? Ideas?
Oh, okay, I will say a
yeah,
gift,
you know, like a new relationship, like what kind of gifts or what do you do for that person?
A month though?
Well, I mean, if it's new, like if it's a new relationship, I mean, like if y'all been talking heavy for a month, like you kind of would hope that they're gonna spend Valentine's Day together.
I mean, just a regular date, honestly. I don't think like
yeah.
Because, like, you really don't know me. You don't know what I like.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you haven't learned me yet. Like, you don't know what I like and what I dislike.
Right.
But I would say, like, if y'all were, like, really fresh, then I would say, like,
would you say sit simple. This one out? Or?
No. I mean, like, or, okay, so.
That's what I feel like a regular date.
Yeah, like, if you knew that I like a certain kind of flower, like, give me some flowers or, like, I don't know. Or let's cook together. Just, like, little stuff like ooh, that. Yeah. Like, that also makes me go, oh, like, yeah. Like, let's just have a game night. We could play, I don't know, a game. We could play Kings. I'm just kidding.
A drinking game? Kidding.
It's leading fun to happy endings. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. I think it just depends on how you feel about the person. I think it also depends on like what you all share in common. So like say if there was like a concert that you all both like and it was like something small, okay, grab tickets to the concert and y'all go together and just have a good time. I don't know. It just depends.
Okay. Yeah.
On like the person.
I'm just in case any of our listeners are going on their very first dates.
For real.
With their
and
new
if
food.
You are you know. Tell us about it. Write us in our email, thecakepodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear about it because we here at The Cake Podcast are suckers for love and we want to hear your love stories.
We would love to hear totally your love stories.
We could just, you know, live vicariously through your love life.
Seriously. Oh my gosh, I would love to live vicariously through any of my followers' love
letters. Just one letter, honestly.
Just one letter, you
just
guys.
One. Just one. Letter. We'd appreciate it.
You know, I want to hear it. Like, I don't want to see it on social media because we don't know if that's real or fake. True. But if we just hear
just
it,
tell us.
You and know, you know just what? Tell
we
us.
Will, we will gladly read about it on the podcast because we actually want to share it. I mean, we think that your stories are important and we think that other people should hear them too. Okay, don't mind us. But no, we're so serious. Like, seriously, write us about it.
Seriously.
We're not playing.
Yep.
So what do you think, like, what's the perfect, you know what? So, yeah, what's the perfect gift for you? Like, what would you want to receive on Valentine's Day?
I just
Day?
Told you.
Oh, wait, like, okay. Wait. You said quality time.
Like I said, although one of my love languages is, like, a gift, I don't necessarily really, really need a gift. Like, if you just surprise me with, like, little things, I'm great. Mm.
Like, your favorite things? Or... just something that you like.
Just like things like going somewhere I know nothing about, but I like really enjoy it. Like going to see a play or like going to a concert or I don't know.
went to like a poetry event or going out of town for a weekend.
I would love to go on to a wine vineyard for a weekend. That would be some litty stuff. Ooh, we get like a limo go to different wineries and just get drunk in love. Okay. That would be so fun.
That song is actually great.
Are limos going out of business?
I mean, probably.
No, you don't see a lot of limos lately because there's like Uber and stuff. Nobody really cares.
They're for the wealthy.
I don't even think wealthy people get in limos.
I definitely.
I feel like they get in like. I feel like they get in like nice cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, say if they're gonna like, that's true. I guess it just depends because I think when I think of like limos, I think of like big parties. So I think of like weddings, receptions, and like stuff like that because that's what I think of. Like,
I've never been in a limo
ever. Oh, they're so well. No. I mean, they just look cool. I've only been in like one or two. So, I mean, you don't have to use a limo, I guess, but you can use Uber XL.
I was just random. It was random that you said a limo, because I was like, man, I haven't seen a limo.
Yeah, I don't really know
why I see them, limo. But, like, I just haven't, like, I don't see a lot of people, like, want limos.
It was just the first thing that came to my head, because, much. Like, think of a limo. Like, it's just y'all two in a limo. Y'all got these bottles.
Maybe a helicopter ride.
That would be so lit, too.
I would do, like, a helicopter ride. You know, he, like, you know, some 50 Shades of Grey type stuff. He put us in a limo. Okay. I mean, not a limo. You got me saying a limo now. It put us in a helicopter.
That would be fun too.
You know.
Why are you saying awkward?
Oh, like 50 Shades of Grey. It's awkward.
Well, you know, the first movie, he took her and got her a helicopter ride over top of, I think, Seattle or something.
That's like super romantic, but that's not really much though. I mean, it's cool. It sounds fun. But I'm not, like, expecting you to just do that.
Just imagine, like, the photos you're going to take walking to the... I think photos and helicopters look so dope. Like, people walking from a helicopter, people walking on a helicopter in a fly outfit. Mm. Like, that'd be so cute. I don't know. That's what I picture in my head. Just looking real fly getting on a helicopter.
That would be cool. Like, have y'all seen that picture? You said flying. Have you seen that picture? Oh, it was like a video or a picture or something like that of this couple. They were about to get on a helicopter and then the guy like proposed to her. I thought that was so cute.
So pretty. As soon as you get off of it. That's so cute.
That is cute. What?
I was going to try to put names because I'm like, which one did you see?
The idea about it is just like it's romantic and it's this is pretty cool. It's pretty dope.
Whenever I get,
I would also
like, I want it to be a complete surprise. Do not tell my mother because my mother would tell me. Like, just complete surprise.
My mom wouldn't tell me.
Your mom is so good at telling.
She really can.
My mom would be like, I got something. I can't keep it to myself. I shouldn't
tell you. No. Or maybe like,
that's gonna give me anxiety.
He would have to tell everyone else except for your mom, and then someone will have to just bring your mom
along.
Right. Or your mom would.
So you and your mom would be surprised.
No, you have to tell my mom like the day of and then keep us away from each other.
But 30 minutes before it happens.
Your mom
so she can't even call you.
Why don't you tell me?
Because you're gonna be in the car on your way there.
What's your ideal like proposal then? I mean, you might as well. Since
I don't even have that.
She said we just skip too much. It's just too deep.
I haven't thought about that.
I thought about this and I go back and forth whether I want people there or not. Because like if everybody is there that I really want to be there, then I feel like I'm going to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But like if it's just like a cool ass day, I feel like that'd be nice, too.
I would definitely want, like, a scavenger hunt or, like, not even that. Actually, that's, like, a lot, actually.
That's the thing I was going to say. Like, I would want a scavenger hunt for Valentine's Day. I think that would be so, cute. Lit. Like, little notes everywhere telling me to find stuff. Like, that would be so cute.
And then at the end, y'all, like, get all nice and
we
dressed.
End up in the same place together or something.
What would be really romantic to me though, for real, on some real stuff though, is like rooftop dinner. That would be with like,
oh yes,
just us two. Oh, yeah. That would be so lit. And then tell them to go because we got the rooftop to ourselves. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I think of when you say that, I think of like Think Like a Man.
That's what I was
when they were on the roof. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah, because that scene was so nice and he cooked all that food for her and she was like, wow, like
that's romantic. Like, slipped away.
I would. That's how I would want to get proposed to. I take that idea. That's my. I need to be more original, but that's it right
that's
there.
That's a good one. Okay, I mean, okay. I think it depends on if you want other people there or if you just want it yourself. Like, I feel like I would just.
Oh, proposed in Paris.
That would be super lit too. You know, it's just so many ideas. Yes.
I have a question.
No, that's it.
What's your question?
So after you get proposed to in your butt, like say you get proposed to by yourself, mm-hmm. do you like go tell your mom and stuff, or do you spend that day dwelling like together? Not dwelling. That's a bad
I think
word.
It depends. Like, okay, so I think if it's just us two and we like are say if we're like on our own thing and we like just got proposed to and you know, that assumes that said person says yes. The woman, you know, whoever says yes, then yeah, I would probably just spend the rest of the day with like my person, like kind of enjoy that, and then the next
do
day,
you tell them mm-hmm. I would like, make do calls. You, do you call your mom? Do you,
well, I think like, it depends. Like, so if I saw day. Her, if I could see her, I would go see her and tell her we'd like together, or I would like
yeah.
call and be like mom. But I would also hope that like my partner would already disclose that. Or have like asked for my, I don't know, I don't want to say ask for my mm-hmm. hand, but like, yeah, ask for my hand in marriage, like to let my family know what's up, at least, you
don't
know what I mean?
Don't ask my mama, please don't.
Why not?
She's gonna be like, ooh, Tia, girl, he's ready. He gonna propose to you. I don't know when he gonna do it, but he just
yes, that's me. Annoying.
He gonna be like, mom, like, are you serious?
That's gonna be one of those times where I don't talk to my mom for a couple days.
Oh my goodness.
Mama, I hope that if you do somehow find out, don't talk to her about it. Please don't talk to her.
So would you guys like want to pick out your ring, or would you guys want to be surprised by the ring he picks out?
I mean, you can always have an idea, but he could pick
yeah
it out.
Like I think you should know what my style is and then like mm-hmm. pick something fire. Like
it makes me mad when like people say like we went ring shopping or like, cause it's just like, that's not how that's supposed to go.
I feel like it ruins the surprise if we go ring shopping.
Well, I think like, cause some people just go to like look at rings and they're like, oh yeah, like we'll just look. But I don't think it should be planned. Like I can see one day we're out shopping and then like, I like subtle stuff. Like don't mm-hmm. let me know. Cause like when you drop little clues and then it all comes together at the end. I'm like, whoa, like you really pulled that off. Like you're really good. And that's gonna make me like even more like excited about it. But if I know about it all off the rip, I'm like, what's the like fun in it, you know? Like right. there's just yeah. something he said
the
about
the only
that.
Fun in that is just like him, like it's gonna give you so much
anxiety.
The anxiety waiting for him to propose. Like you already know that he's gonna get this, but you don't know when he's gonna do it. But then you're gonna be waiting, and then you're gonna like, be disappointed because you don't know how long you're gonna wait.
It's like dangling something over you.
Facts. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
It's like, so if you know you want to marry me, so why don't you just do it now since we're in this ring? So
no, because that's not romantic. That's like doing it in a McDonald's parking lot. Heck no. You better get out of here. You better plan something. Even if, so I yeah. actually, so when I was like, I think I was like 12. I can't really remember how old I was. But like, so I used to go over my aunt's house a lot. And one of my aunts. And so this one particular day, we were coming back to her apartment. And we walked in her house and like, basically, like, the mood was set. So, like, there was roses everywhere.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Yeah, it was roses everywhere. And, like, it was just super romantic. So, my aunt was like, baby, wait here. I'm going to go see what's going on. She said, because, you know, she told me now. She was like, because I didn't know what was going to be around the corner. I didn't know what was going to be. I did not want you to be scarred for life. So, I was like,
hey, why is this? Hold on, wait. This is hilarious.
But it's a true story. It's a true story. So, but I mean, long story short, she went upstairs. He asked for her hand in marriage and came back down and boom. Now they're married with.
So where was you at? You was at the front door?
I was at the front, girl. I didn't know what was going on.
I did not move.
I said, okay, auntie. I'm not moving, auntie. And I stayed right there.
Like, I guess cell phones wasn't real prevalent. But I think
this was back in the 90s, I think.
You said you was 12.
Okay, I definitely was not in the 90s. So
it was in the 2000s.
You
was
in the early 2000s. I can't lie. Honestly, girl, you had to remember how old I
you
was.
You definitely had a razor.
Okay, I might have been seven.
No, Denisha didn't have no phone until she went to school and y'all went to New York.
Facts.
I remember that.
Facts.
Because your mama was like, no, you are not getting a phone.
But the funny part is because before I was 13, she was like, when you're 13, you can get a phone. I was like, okay.
I know.
When I got 13, I did not have a phone. And everybody was like, why don't you have a phone? I said, because my mama won't let me. Quit asking me.
I really, really remember that.
I was so happy I was able to go to New York. I was like, wow, I get to get a phone. Like,
I'm trying to figure out who I was calling at the age of 13.
Facts, though.
Because I only had one person to call.
Oh my God.
Like, who was we calling?
I was calling my friends. Oh, I remember I ran up my, like, because, you know, texting wasn't a minute then. My mom was like,
I got in so much trouble. My phone got took. Because I used to fall asleep on the phone. That was cute, right? Back then, you know.
That's so funny.
3 after 7.
Facts.
Yeah. I think we had T-Mobile. And that
was
expensive.
After 7 or after 9.
Some people was after 7, some people after 9.
Oh, she was so mad. That's why I got my phone so took. Oh, that was so bad.
At a certain age, my mom was like, I'm going to hold your phone. Well, like when I was in high school, my mom was like low-key strict. She must have knew it. She must have did some crazy stuff when she was younger because she didn't let me do nothing. She took my phone and she put it in her room. Yep. And
every night?
Well, at a certain point, yeah.
It's funny
because she was like, you need to be up for school.
I remember this one time, y'all. I ain't even gonna say it because it's just crazy. I was always up on the phone.
Tiara, you still always on the phone. You love talking on the phone.
That's crazy. I hate being on the phone.
But like, you know what? My friends like being on the phone too.
Yeah.
They'll do act like it if they don't. Because they always on the phone with me.
I mean, I think it depends. Like, Tiara, we talk on the phone when we talk on the phone. But, like, you like to talk on the phone a lot. We used to call more before. Frequently, but like I love talking to you, but like maybe I also don't like talking on the phone that much. That's just like one of your hobbies.
How do you go from weddings to talking on the phone?
I don't really know, because we also started talking about Valentine's Day, but that's just the power of organic conversation and how it flows.
That's funny.
It is.
Because that's like totally not two even different things
in the realm. Okay, so. Well, now that we've gotten through Valentine's Day, we've gotten a bit far from it. You know, I hope that you all enjoy our rants, because sometimes, you know, we just literally, you know, it happens. So let's not, don't judge. Okay. So, I mean, I kind of skipped over a certain part, but now that we're off of Valentine's Day, is there anything else that you all want to talk about on Valentine's Day? Like, is there, you know what, actually, I do have a question. Have you all ever had, not even like about Valentine's Day, as far as like gift giving, as far as like when you're dating someone in general, have you all gotten good gifts from your significant other or like partner or someone you were dating?
Yeah. Well, it was yeah and it was no. It was like a bad experience that kind of turned kind of good. Not good, but it was okay.
Care to elaborate?
So, okay. Yeah. So I was talking to this person that is, like, we were friends for a long time, like, mm-hmm. for a long time. So we started to talk to one another to see if it could go anywhere. And we decided to exchange Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't remember this, Tanisha? So we exchanged. So
right
we,
now,
I,
it's
I go,
like not.
I go,
go ahead,
to his
go ahead.
House to exchange the gifts. The gifts or whatever. And I got him something. I'm not going to say it because then you're going to narrow down who it is. But it's basically just something really significant to him. So I gave it to him. And then he was like, oh, like I didn't get to get your gifts. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, why would you let... Who would let someone come to their house to exchange gifts and you don't have a gift? But then for That's Valentine's trash. Day, I got like this big box of just like everything I loved. Like it had Kit Kats, it had my Escape CD, it had a teddy bear, it had, I can't remember everything what was in it, but it was just like everything that I loved. I don't know, like, he really paid attention to me. It was like everything.
Maybe he doesn't have the funds at the time.
Well, why don't you say that?
No, I totally agree.
I just, I don't know, I'm more like open, like, you just say what you need to say. But we still friends. Like, that didn't work out, but we still cool.
Dang, I wish I knew who it was.
You know who it is.
At this very moment, it's not.
It happened in college. The way that it happened in college, I feel like I always did some crazy stuff. Because, never mind. I was basically talking to two people at the same time. And then, yeah. You know, maybe that got brushed over.
I think I might know who you're talking about, but I don't want to make assumptions right now. So I'm just going to ask you later.
Okay. So do you guys keep gifts? Like, if y'all don't talk anymore, y'all don't date anymore, do you keep gifts like that you've been given to?
Well, I don't know what to do with them. So I just put them where the other stuff is.
Y'all like a basket?
A box of
gifts. No, but like, I have like teddy bears. And like those.
You keep them?
Well, like, I have like two. So one is somewhere, I don't know where it is. And then one is on my bed. And then that's the one I actually named. And then I have, aww, like, bracelets and stuff, but I don't know what to do with them. So they're just with my other bracelets. I don't really wear it, but...
I think it depends. Because, like, at a certain point, like, I used to have, like, poems and stuff like that. But I actually ended up...
I wish I kept stuff like that.
...throwing them away after so long because I wanted to, like, get rid of, like, the thoughts. And memories, or not, like, I just wanted to, like, you'd let go of it, so, like, I threw them out, but, like, I don't know, I think it just depends on what it is, and, like, the significance, because, like, if you're, like, I mean, teddy bears, like, I've gotten teddy bears, and I've had them, but I kind of, like, I either gave it away, or I just kind of, like, threw it away, which is probably kind of trash on my end. But my thing is, like, because when you get a gift from someone, especially for somebody you're dating and something happened or whatever, like, there's a certain emotion that is tied to that certain gift. Like, you think of that person. So, like, if you don't want that presence, then you should get rid of it. And yeah, that's the
bottom line. But I feel, okay, in my defense. Things like, sometimes I look at things and it brings no feeling and it's just there. Like, but that's what I'm saying. It's just been there so long, I don't even think about it. Like, I did not think about this freaking teddy bear until I started talking about it. And I was like, oh yeah, I did get that from that person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just been on my like, I have for like, so long.
Yeah. Because I have like jewelry and then I'll have like pictures that I'll keep. Mm-hmm. Not, like, pictures of us, but, like, I remember this one gift I got was, like, a picture. He made it. And it was, like, at the time, like, I was really into zebras. And so he made a zebra picture, and I kept it for, like, I still have it. It's, like, up under my bib. I mean, it's in Ohio, but I would never throw it away. Yeah, so, like, stuff like that I'll keep. Plus, because I know, like, how long he worked on it. And, like, but, like, jewelry I'll keep. Like, I won't wear it, but I won't pawn it either. Like, I'll just keep it. And like in a little box.
That's what I'm saying. Like sell it.
I just keep it. I just look at it sometimes. Be like, oh, that was a nice gift. Put it back down.
I think it just depends on what the gift is. Because if it was like something like a jewelry or like a purse or some shoes, and it's just like a gift like that, then I think I would probably keep it. But if it was like something that like had an emotional connection to it, and I just didn't have that emotional connection anymore, like I said, like a poem or just something that was like more, I don't know, it sounds really trash on my end, but I would definitely.
So I have a question. Do you guys, when you're done with a person, do you keep text messages?
Oh, I was just about to say that. So I remember this long message one of my exes sent me, like so beautiful, and I didn't want to delete it, so I copied and pasted it and it's in my notes. I like moved it to my notes and I still have it in my phone. Like I don't go and reread it, but like, yeah, I'll keep stuff like that. Cause I think like at that moment, like this is how I made that person. Right. Feel. This is how like I'm capable of making this a person feel like it makes me feel good. But I don't, like I said, I don't go back and read it anymore. But like at that time, like while we were together, I would read it and be like, wow, like I these are the things she was saying to me. Yeah, I have that. I have like love letters, like all from like my exes. Now, if I got married, I don't know if he told me to be like get rid of it, I would.
He wouldn't even know. Like, that's the thing.
Well, like, well, I was listening to like a radio, and this guy, he's married, and he was saying like he made his wife throw away all. He found like an old box, and he made his wife throw away all her like old love letters and gifts from her exes. Like, would y'all like throw everything away if your husband told you to?
It depends. This is the thing that I have though. Like, I have a hard time. Like, a good amount of like people that I've dated or like we talked or whatever, like we kind of still cool. Like, we kind of still friends. So that'd be like, that's weird. Can you just throw it away?
I don't know. only thing I'd probably keep are pictures. Like, I'm a huge picture fanatic.
What
like,
kind of I pictures? Love pictures. You like, those are my pictures.
What? But not like.
Like, not like somebody drew?
No. Well, so the picture that I got as a gift was like, it was glass. Like, it was a glass picture. Like, he made it all out of glass. It's crazy. So I kept that. Man, so it's like, right, it was like a portrait.
Real romantic, like, niggas. This is dope.
Right.
And me and him were still good friends today. But like, mm-hmm. he made like that one, and he made like this Hello Kitty one. And because I was really into Hello Kitty. So like, he made these out of glass, and I kept those. But like, all of the pictures that we used to take, like, I stored them on a like a USB drive. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go back and look at it. I don't even know where it is. But I remember backing up my laptop and putting it on that USB drive just because I wanted to keep the memories. Like, I love like memories. Like, because sometimes I forget everything.
I don't know.
And like, I just, like, I would keep pictures. Not all of them, but just a little bit.
Honestly, if you're my husband.
Maybe two.
Then why not throw it away?
True.
Yeah.
Because I would. If he told me to throw away, I'd throw it away.
I mean, right. At that point. But now, since I'm single.
But I don't like the fact that somebody tells me to. I have a really big problem with people telling me to do stuff. Like, I think that's just the Leo in me. Like, I hate people telling me to do stuff. So, like, don't tell me, like, you're going to throw that box away. Because, nigga, this box ain't going nowhere now.
Right. It's like,
let me do it on my own.
Yeah, let me do it on my own. Because it's like, you don't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. But so, if y'all seen, he had a box with his ex's stuff. Would you guys tell him to throw it away?
I don't think I would care.
I think it just depends.
I have to throw it away.
You said you would.
Yep.
See, you petty too. I think it depends.
Well, like I said, I wouldn't have no problem throwing away my stuff as long as you don't have a problem throwing away yours.
Yeah, I think if we're both going to throw stuff away together and we're like, okay, because we're starting, especially if we're married and we like in this mm-hmm. bond together, I think it depends on like why you're keeping said items. So like, if you have like, a real reason for why you're keeping it, then okay. But if you're keeping it because, oh yeah, I missed her, no, like, then why are we even getting married?
Exactly.
No, like that, we're not getting married no more.
Because I can't even see myself keeping a box. Like, this is all my stuff from
that's
my
what I'm saying. Like, I love throwing stuff away, like, especially if I don't know, because I feel like if you want to keep something, it has to have like an emotional connection. Like, yeah, well, like the one thing I do keep all the time that I notice is like cards. So like, I have cards from like forever.
Eventually, then like I would throw them away because it'd be a lot of cards, like a set of cards. Yeah.
I feel so bad and trash. Like, I just went, especially if it was a card that you got money in. Like, mm-mm. You'd be like, dang. Like,
most of the money. Cards that I got money in them said, happy birthday, love, such and such. They ain't write nothing else in away. It. It was just money.
Yeah, like, a lot of my family and, like, people who write me cards leave, like, messages and, like, notes in it. So, like, that, I think I'm noticing that I like words of affirmation. But, like, that, I don't know, that means a lot. I like thoughtfulness and, like, words and, like, what you can say and express to me. That, like, means a lot to me. So, I think that's why I probably keep those things.
Okay, so what if your man had like his like their ex's name tatted on him? Like, would you make them cover it up?
First of all, we're gonna talk about that before we even get any further.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, like, what if he forgot it was there? You know, you were just scoping his body, and you'd be like, "Oh, who is Daphne or who's Diane?" I'm just making up random. I don't know none of these people, but I'm just like, you know, that was the first name that came up. But like, and you just seen it, and you'd be like, "Oh, who's that?" and you're like, oh, that was a such and such that I, you know, whatever, and I never got it covered up, like, would you tell them, like,
oh. Honestly, like, for you to cover up would be, like, a big step in our relationship, if that makes sense. Like,
that's true.
That means that you're over that person and you're willing to move forward.
I think my question is, why do you still have it, is the question. Right. The intentions.
Well, even, what if they just broke up, though? Or something like that. Like,
then why are we dating?
But that's, I'm not saying, like, just, like, say, for instance, like, he was with somebody for, like, 5 years or something, and you got this girl's name tatted on you. So then, I mean, when you try to get with me, and then I see it, then it's just like, oh, yeah, like, I gotta get that covered, but, you know?
Or what if he had it for, like, years? Like, you know, what if it was an old relationship and he just never thought anything of it anymore? Like, he just, it just slipped his mind. Like, he never really think, like, he thinks
about it. That's what I'm saying. Then that's when, I mean, the, he has to take that step to get that covered.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. I think you gotta go, because if I'm looking at your naked, your body, and we're both naked, and I see this woman's name on it, I'm gonna throw away.
That he's in it, like, you know, he's committing, not committing to you, but, like, he's moving on.
I feel like that's him showing, like, you're the only woman that matters to me. Like, right. I think he's taking, like, because I don't think I would make him go and cover it up, but I would like for him to do it on his own to show, like, I don't want her to feel any type of way if I keep it.
Right.
I don't think I would make him. I wouldn't look at it every day like, boy, go get that tatted, or we. Or,
yeah, I wouldn't say I'm making him, but I'd be like, especially if, like, I see it and we talk about it, and then you're like, oh yeah, it's just there and that's it, or, you know, you don't have any plans of taking it off. And if I, you know, I just feel like, are you over this person? Like, I just want to know the what, because I'm sorry, but I'm a really, this is probably bad on my end, but I'm a possessive person. Like, I don't want to be thinking about another woman that you've been with if we're together. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Nobody,
and I know that if I had somebody's name tatted on me, you'd be like, and I know for a fact the man's not going to just be okay with that on you. He's going to be like, can you get that taken off?
I feel like women, depends, like,
on how, like, developed this relationship is.
Yeah.
And then that's like, another thing. You're not about to tell me what to do. And so I'm not going to tell nobody else what to do.
I met this girl, and she had all of her girlfriends tatted on her. All of them? Yeah. So, like, every girl that she dated, she had, like, every girl's name tatted on her.
Did you ask her any questions? Like,
no. Well, no.
I'm curious.
Well, I asked her why. I don't remember if I asked her why she did that, but yeah, she told me that she did that. And I was like, oh. I feel like most.
Sight?
Yeah, like, they're on her neck or arm or wrist, you know, everywhere. And because I feel like most girls, you know, once you leave a relationship, like, if I got a dude's name tatted on me and I got broke and I broke up with him and I know we're done, like, I feel like I would go get it covered immediately just because I don't want to see his name on me. Yeah. Anymore, like, I just want to.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, sometimes for some people, if you still have that, like, I feel like you still have some type of, like,
but I feel like men just don't care. Like, men would be like, I don't care about that. Well, like, I don't think
care
about
enough
it.
To get it on them. I feel like they care enough to, like, have that, because it, to me, it symbolizes something.
See, I don't think men, I don't know, because I'm not a man, but I really don't think they think like that. I feel like they just be like, I forgot about it. Like,
let that be the excuse.
That could be true. That could be true, but I don't know.
I've never had that happen to me before.
Would y'all get your, like, someone's name tatted on y'all?
Initials, maybe.
I don't think a name, but something, like, together.
Cool. I think, like, maybe, like, initials will be okay.
Or, like, a ring.
Somewhere small.
On my ring finger.
I was about to say, I would actually get, like, initials, like, on my ring finger or something like that. Like, if we're getting married, that's different from, like, we're just, like, dating or, like.
Oh, like, dating somebody? I don't think I could do that.
Well,
we can get matching things. Mm-hmm. I don't even mind getting matching things. As long as it's not, like, too, like, this means you and this means me.
Right. You're the, and then he's, like, the other puzzle piece and you got the other half. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a little too much. But I think also it just does depend on, like, how you feel about a person, because you just never know. Like, I don't know.
I mean, 'cause I've got matching tattoos with one of the guys that I dated, so, like, it didn't, like, it doesn't mean anything to me now. Like, it didn't mean anything when I got it either, but it was just, like, it was just something to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like it's nothing I would have to get covered up afterwards. Because yeah. I actually like the tattoo, so.
Well, I think that's what matters, too. We still don't get our matching tattoos, but.
I know, we've been planning that for a long time.
We have, since we were in college.
Since we were in college.
Take my hand.
Still haven't gotten it. But we actually really haven't decided which one we want. Yeah. But that's a whole other topic. Well, okay, so, I mean, I guess we kind of talked about all these things that were supposed to be about Valentine's Day. This somehow ended in something else. But, so, I didn't really get deep into the story yet, but, you know, Justy Mullet from, or Justy, how you spell his name? Justy Smollett.
I thought his name was Jesse.
Jesse?
It is.
Okay. Maybe it is Jesse. I did say Jesse the first time.
Yeah.
Jesse Smollett. Okay. So, oh, you said Justy Smollett. From Empire. I thought you said, I don't know what I thought you said, but the guy from Empire. So he was like brutally attacked. Was it, let me see, what day was it? Sometime this week. And they're saying that it has to do with like a hate crime in which he is a part of the LGBT community. And I just wanted to know, like, I if you all know anything about it. They haven't really found, I don't think they found footage about it. Like,
well, they said they have the footage. They just haven't put it out yet. But yeah, they said they have footage.
They have like beginning and ending. They don't, I don't think they have footage of the actual act, but they have beginning and ending.
Oh.
Like them walking before that, and then him walking to his apartment.
See, I want to know. I need to like read more into it because I want to know like where. Well, we know it was in Chicago, but like, and I'm sure he doesn't know. Has he spoken on anything yet? Because I could have sworn. Because yesterday when I looked it up, it said it was no footage yet. So I'm guessing. So did they develop that today?
Yeah, that's what I, okay. Yeah, I read something today saying that they have footage.
So they're just not, okay. Maybe I should have agreed something real quick. But yeah, so do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, it's still developing. I'm sure that next week or in 2 weeks we might talk more about it as it's
it's just sad. Has developed. I pray for him.
Yeah.
And I pray for... I don't like his family and everybody that he's connected with. I pray for the people that did it and that they, I don't, when I think of people that really like act out like that, I think that they really hate themselves. Like there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I pray for them.
I just can't even imagine like hurting another human being.
Me
like,
either.
Like
just because they're different from you.
Yeah, like what gives you the right to go and like hurt someone, like a person, like just go and just try to kill or just even kill someone? Like, why would you even want to do that? Like why? Like that just don't. I would never understand how people like that think. I don't even want to understand why they think the way they think. But like. I think that's sad, but it's like that's like life for a lot of people in the LGBTQ community. Like every day, you know, wondering if someone who was different from them is going to like attack them or
hurt them.
And there's, I mean, they're people just like everyone else, but they're also like, for some reason, they're just a little bit. They're so beautiful, like LGBT community. They're like, especially like a lot of gays. Like they just have like a very cool way of expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And like individually, so like it's just like sad thinking that someone could just go because they're just have like they just live in, you know, as yeah, everybody
just,
else like, is
just being themselves. And yeah. what I just feel is wrong is it's wrong for anyone to hurt someone at all, like you said, but like to hurt someone because their identity is different from yours is extra trash. Like why are you like what is, they're not doing anything to you, they're literally living their own life.
Yeah.
And you know that's another problem within that. Like the Black community, I know I don't mean to go into this is a whole nother topic, but like even within the Black community, you know, we're already a minority, but then when you have someone who's Black and then they're a part of the LGBT community, they're a triple minority, you know. And it's like, okay, well, and I don't know if the person who is a suspect in this is what their ethnicity or what their identity was. But we separate ourselves. Well, people separate themselves so much from LGBT community and like the Black community. It's sick because it's like we're already having to deal with all these this hate in the world, but then to our own people, because of something that is different from us, we're doing the same things that the oppressors have done to us as a people.
I don't think it was someone that was Black, because they,
I hope not,
they said really something know about like Make America Great Again.
Yeah, so, they said, yeah, I was about to say, oh, I'm not, I was like, let's
and
play,
they had a noose around
let's
them.
Play when what race it wasn't
noose around them.
Well, that's refreshing to know. I haven't really read that much into it, so that's good to know.
Yeah, they
but
said
then
MAGA
that's on some racial stuff.
Well,
know?
That's what, yeah, so yeah,
or not even racial, so it's racial.
It's a hate crime.
Yeah, it's a hate crime in general, because he's all together is my, he's Black and he's, you know, gay. That's a all that's a triple minority. But
I think it's a double. Isn't it double? Because
well,
he's a man.
He's a Black
man.
Well,
he's
a male.
You're right.
He's a double.
He's a male. I'm sorry. You are so right.
If he was a woman, it would be
a triple minority. You're right. Yeah, he's Black, and he's gay. So yeah, but
yeah, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's just sad. It's just like, why would, and they all picked on him because he was on Empire. Not to say that you should pick on anyone, but like, they picked him out specifically because he's on the TV show for the role he played on the TV show, you know.
Well, for someone to like attack him like that, that means they had to be watching his like every move. They
but they don't
know.
Even know if he's gay in real life. You know, he plays gay on the show, and I think he is gay in real life. So yeah, like, I don't think they know that he is in real life, but the fact that they portrayed him that way on a show, and there's a lot of actors or actresses that play gay roles and may not be gay in real life. And, you know, yeah, they, you know, pulled him out that way, saying like, hey, aren't you the dude off of Empire, and beat him up that way. Like, you can't even, it's just, that's too much. And you're a celebrity, like, that just has to be so hard.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, well, people, just, you know, forming opinions on you based off of a TV show.
Well, I thought he was in real life, but that doesn't matter. Like, the point is like, we should be able to coexist and live our own lives peacefully without trying to like come into someone else's just because they're different from us. And that is just the stem of a lot of issues here in this country. But, you know, that's a whole nother can of worms.
Like,
so
my thing is, this person's not bothering you. They're not risking you. They're not taking away from your money. They're not cutting your bills off, or they're cutting your lights off, or nothing. Like,
nothing
they do pertains to your life. Yeah. So why?
That is the question, is why.
Like, I can form all the opinions I want on the world, on all these things, but none of it's really affecting me. So I'm not going to go and bash someone's head in because I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that whoever is responsible, you know, gets the proper disciplinary action that they deserve, because that's, you know, that's really rude. It's really trash. It's a crime. And so yes, you should be put to jail.
So let's play slammer. What race wasn't it?
Okay. Suspect had on. I'm just like,
we
know what it was too. Well, we think we know. But I guess as the story develops, we'll kind of like reiterate and come back to that next week, because it's still in the early stages. But we just kind of wanted to touch on that.
Prayers to his family and friends.
Prayers to him, his family, speedy recovery, and that this doesn't go. And this is going to, like, think about this. He's a regular human being. He just so happens to be a celebrity who's on a TV show. So, like, this is going to change the way that he lives his day-to-day life, you know? Like, he's going to be more conscious about doing simple things like going to the store, just whatever he was doing on that night that, you know, is going to bring back a memory, because now he's going to be triggered. He's going to have triggers to like play back to that night. And he's going to be traumatized, you know? So I just pray that like he can heal from
this. Subway.
What'd you say?
He just got Subway.
So every time he goes to Subway, he's going to think to just Subway.
Or he might never go back to Subway. Like, they just lost a customer just because. Like,
he might go back to Subway. He might just do Uber Eats from now on.
Facts. Big facts. But that's just so unfortunate. Might not go in that neighborhood. They just want to live, like, especially celebrities, they just want to live regular lives just like anybody else. And they should be treated like that. And just not even general. Like, humans should be treated as humans. And we should all be treated with love and respect and empathy and... I don't know. This world has a long way to go. And I just hope that this doesn't happen again to anyone, because no one deserves that. So, yeah. Well, is there anything else that you ladies want to talk about on this episode of the Cake Podcast?
Follow our Instagram page and keep posting and reposting on your stories. I've seen a couple of people. Yeah, like, that was so nice. So happy you guys... we're posting the Cake Podcast on your like Instagram stories. Keep doing that. Follow the page. Be interactive with us. Send us some DMs. Please send us your love letters.
Seriously.
Yes. Send us some topics. You know, let us know what you think. And yeah. You know, oh, and if you do have some music and you want to put your music out, and you want some people, you know, and you want to like want us to hear your music and shout you out, like, don't be afraid to send us your music. And if you want to get on the show, you know, let us know. Just to broadcast your music. Not everybody can get on the show. I mean, you can, maybe.
We'll see. Send us your music. We want to create the Cake Podcast, so we want to talk about everything. But one of the things that we wanted to also dedicate our podcast to was giving a platform for upcoming artists to showcase their work. So we definitely want you all to send in your music if you have something that you want us to hear. You want people to hear, like, our following, to hear your music and just get acquainted with who you are. Send us your music, because we love listening to new music. We just love to like build that community, and we just love creative spaces. I wish that we could share other art forms like paintings and all that type of stuff. Maybe one day, maybe like we'll grow to something more creative. But so in the meantime, go ahead and make sure you all follow us on our Instagram at the Cake
Podcast. We see y'all like on Apple Podcast app. Going ahead and like rating us. So tell us like what you like and what you don't like.
Yes. Like, don't just leave us a rating, but like leave us some feedback, you know, like write us. What do you want to hear? We want you to email us, like really write us. Like, when we say that, we really mean it. Like, we want to hear from you. We want to know, like, did you like what we said? Are you laughing about it? Are you like upset? Like, we like that dialogue, so we want to keep that going, and we want to feel connected to you all. So please reach out to us. Like, that's what we want. So email us at thecakepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at what is it again, Var? You said it so particularly last night.
Oh, our Instagram.
Yeah.
It is the Cake Podcast. There's no spaces, all lowercase. And it's go ahead and follow us. It's all one word. The Cake Podcast.
Yeah.
It's on Instagram.
Yes, yes. So we want to just thank you all again for tuning in to the Cake Podcast episode 4. And we can't wait to see you all in episode 5. So we'll see you next time.
Woo-woo.
Peace out. Bye.